Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Zaid, getting medical report. Patient first name is Aisha, A-S-H-A, last name V-S-V-Y-A-S. Date of birth is 07-04-1951. Period examination date is 06-02-2023. Period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with chief complaint of both the feet swelling, comma, accidental fall, and snoring. Period next line. Subject to colon, patient came today with her husband, stating that she had an accidental fall at home when she was in the kitchen and she fell backward, injuring her low back. This was last week, and after that, the patient was ambulatory and she took over the counter pain medications and feeling much better. She did not hit her head. The next line, patient complained of puffiness of both the feet, but there was, but this was going on for past 2 months, which is gradually getting worse. Patient is on low salt diet, however, she may be non-compliant. And patient was seen by cardiologist recently. Period. Next line, patient has a snoring problem in the night, and she's going to refer to pulmonologist for sleep study. And husband stated that snoring is more now for past month and a half. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits or stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf, correction, leg swelling or calf swelling, or bruises or rashes. Period. Next line. Past medical history significant for hypertension, and she is on amlodipine, 5 mg on tablet a day, along with metoprolol, 50 mg, one tablet twice a day, and lisinopril plus hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 mg, one tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet. The next line, patient has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and she is on Eliquis, 5 mg, one tablet twice a day. Period. Next time, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on atorvastatin, 20 mg, once a day, along with low fat diet. Period. Next time, patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine, 25 mg, once a day. Period. Next line, objective colon, heart examination as normal, first and second ultrasounds without any murmurs. Your next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line. Abdomen is soft, slightly obese without any tenderness. Your next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or period correction. Extremities has no calf tenderness. Our patient has trace of period edema bilaterally without any redness. The peripheral pulses are bilaterally equal. Your next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination is unremarkable. Period. Next patient. Same patient. Aisha, A-S-H-A, last name V-S-V-Y-A-S. Date of birth is 07-04-1951. Period examination date is 11-14-2022. Period. Next line. Chief complaint, colon. Patient came today for annual physical exam, and also complaining about right knee pain. And patient husband stated that she is more irritable and anger. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient stated that she has a right knee pain on and off for past 1 month, but is more now. Correction. It is less now since patient is taking over the counter pain medication. Period. Next line. Husband is with the patient now and stated that she is more angry and easily irritable it. The patient disagreed with that, and she said she is not. However, patient at time get nervous and she's going to be started on Sertralin 25 milligram once a day, for which patient agreed, and she doesn't want to see a psychiatrist. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied, headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma. Urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, period. Next line, patient also denied. Focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, skin rashes or fatigue, period. Next line. Past medical history. It's significant for vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3, 1,000 units once a day, period. Next line, patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine, 75 microgram once a day, period. Next line, patient has a history of paroxysmal atrial fib, and she is on Xarelto, 20 milligram, one tablet a day, as per the cardiologist, period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypertension, and she is on lisinopril plus hydrochlorothiazide, 20-12.5 milligram, one tablet twice a day, and metoprolol, 50 milligram, one tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet, period. Next line. Allergies are to the next line. Past surgical history, patient has left wrist fracture, period. Also, patient has a rectal polyp during diagnosed on colonoscopy, period. Next line. Family history is not contributory. The next line. The preventive care is reviewed and patient is up to date on COVID vaccination. Period. Next line, social history. Patient is married, lives with her husband, and she has adult children. Period. Patient currently not working. Period. Patient has no history of smoking cigarettes, common alcohol use or substance abuse, and her exercise mostly stretching. The next line, objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Your next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Your next line, chest is symmetrical without any deformity and no axillary lymph node enlargement. Your next line, heart examination has normal first and second sound without any murmur. Your next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line, abdomen is soft, slightly obese without any tenderness, and bowel signs are active. Your next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors, period. Next line, neurological examination is intact. The patient is ambulatory without any assistance, period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals mild tenderness of the right knee joint without any joint effusion, and range of movement is slightly reduced due to pain, period. Next line. Skin is healthy without any rashes. The next line. Psychologically, patient appears stable as normal effect. Period. Next patient. Same patient. Asha, A-S-H-A, last name V-S-V-Y-A-S. Date of birth is 07-04-1951. Period examination is 08-15-2022. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today as a follow-up for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and left knee pain. Period. Next line, subjective colon. patient was recently diagnosed with paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and she is on Xarelto 20 milligram once a day as per a cardiologist. The patient at this time had no palpitation or chest pain. Next line patient complained of left knee pain, and it is worse upon exertion, and the pain level is 5 or 6. The patient never fell down, period. Patient used over-the-counter medication with some relief, period. Next line. Review of system, colon. Patient denied. Excessive weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, delusion, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, chest, pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, changing the bowel habits, the stool color, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, skin rashes, fatigue, period. Next line. Past medical history significant for hypertension, and she is on amlodipine 5 milligram once a day, comma, isoniazid plus hydrochlorothiazide 20-12.5 milligram, one tablet twice a day, and metoprolol 50 milligram, one tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet. The next line patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine 75 microgram once a day, period. Next line. Objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur, and rhythm is unremarkable, period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing, period. Next line. Abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness and pulsions are active, period. Next line. Extremities have no pupillary edema or calf tenderness, period. Peripheral pulses are bilaterally equal, period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance, period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness of the left knee joint, and there is no significant joint effusion, period. Weight bearing is most painful, and range of movement is limited, period. Next patient, same patient, Asha, last time VS, VYAS, date of birth is 0704-1951, period. Examination date is 05-20-2022, period. Next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today complaining of right knee pain, comma, cardiac murmur follow-up, and follow-up for gastric ulcer, period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient came today with her husband, and she was not able to drive due to right knee pain. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that right knee pain has been bothering her for past 1 to 1.5 months. And it started after she carried a basket weighing 35 pounds on the stairs. Here, the right knee pain level is 6 or 7, and it is relieved upon resting. Here, there is no radiation of pain. Here, the patient had similar pain last year, was relieved after taking over the counter pain medication. Here's the next line. The patient came today as a follow up for gastric ulcer. At this time, patient does not have any weight loss, comma, changing the stool color or bowel habits. Patient also denied any acid reflux. The patient was seen in the past, a gastroenterologist. Period. Next line. Patient also noticed murmur while she's laying down a few days ago. Patient does not have any chest pain or shortness of breath, and there is no nausea or vomiting. Period. Patient was seen by cardiologist, and she has a follow-up appointment. Period. Next line. If your system colon patient denied, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, delusion, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, the stool, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, period. Next line, past medical history. Significant for hypertension, and she is on amlodipine, 5 mg one tablet a day, comma, bisphenolpril plus hydrochlorothiazide, 20-12.5 mg one tablet twice a day, and metoprolol, 50 mg one tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet. Your next line patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine, 75 mg once a day. Your next line patient also take vitamin D3. Calcium supplement. Your next line patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and is on atorvastatin correction, and she is on atorvastatin 10 mg once a day along with low fat diet. Your next line social history patient is married, lives with her husband. She never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. The patient is very active doing house chores. Your next line objective colon HENT examination is unremarkable. Your next line, naked supple without any thyroid enlargement or liver enlargement. Your next line, chest is symmetrical without any deformity or lymphadenopathy. Your next line, heart examination has normal first and second and strong without any murmurs. Your next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and balls are directed. Your next line, extremities has no cap tenderness or any tremors. Your next line, neurological examination is intact. And patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Here, next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals mild tenderness of the right knee joint, and there is no joint effusion. Period, weight bearing is more painful. However, patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line, had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan, and all her questions are answered to her satisfaction. She verbalized full understanding. Period. End of dictation.